From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British leaders are attempting to reassure financial markets following last Thursday's referendum to leave the European Union. Finance Minister George Osborne is to deliver a statement later today. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says, even though the referendum outcome was vastly underestimated by the markets, there was no panic.
And despite the fact that markets had not anticipated that vote, and therefore had priced in asset values and other currency values, the fact that the UK would probably remain, which led to a nice increase on the markets in the days preceding the referendum. Well, despite that, there was no panic.
Meanwhile, the political fallout from the EU referendum continues with demands that Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn step down and Scottish officials who wish to remain in the EU considering another independence referendum from the United Kingdom. Prime Minister David Cameron announced his resignation Friday. He is due to meet with EU leaders in Brussels tomorrow. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to London and Brussels today, the first American official to do so since the so-called Brexit vote. Friday, President Obama said the U.K. and EU will remain indispensable partners of the United States. Seven people, including four Australians, a New Zealander, and a South African, were freed Sunday from 4 days after being kidnapped in southeastern Nigeria. They are in good condition, we understand. No ransom was paid. They work for the Lafarge Cement Company and were abducted on the outskirts of Calabar, the capital across River State in the Niger Delta. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces recaptured the last neighborhood of Fallujah, ending a month-long offensive to take control of the key city from the Islamic State militants. Victory is part of an overall campaign to defeat IS, their insurgency, which seized large parts of Syria and Iraq in 2014. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is vowed next to retake the IS-held city of Mosul. Lebanese officials are saying a suicide bomber have killed at least 5 people in the eastern and a village near the Syrian border, 15 people wounded in the incident. There have been no immediate claims of responsibility for that deadly attack. Lebanon has repeatedly been hit by militant attacks related to the ongoing war in neighboring Syria. Israel and Turkey have reached agreement to normalize relations that would end a 6-year rift caused by a raid by Israeli commandos that left 10 pro-Palestinian activists dead on a Turkish vessel trying to breach an Israeli naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. Jeff Olmert, a regional analyst at the University of South Carolina, sees it as a victory for Israel.
Altogether, I think that this is another indication that Israel is not isolated in the Middle East, that Israel is indeed a country that other states and countries would like to be in on friendly relations with.
Israel has agreed to pay $20 million in compensation to the families of those killed and wounded in the Israeli commando raid. At least 10 people were wounded, 2 critically Sunday, when counter-protesters clashed with neo-Nazis in Sacramento, the capital of the U.S. state of California. Highway Patrol spokesman George Granada said a series of fights broke out and the capital area was on lockdown until protesters cleared the area.
We were supposed to have a permitted event that was the party that had the permit is traditional workers' party. That event was supposed to take place at 12 o'clock West Coast time on the west side of the state capitol. So prior to that event, you had a anti-fascist group show up to do an anti-protest of this event.
The melee followed by 4 months another clash involving members of the Ku Klux Klan and counter-protesters in Anaheim, California. Japanese stocks rose today, but some other Asian markets declined. Crude oil prices fell further, and U.S. shares appear headed for a lower opening as concerned traders watch for more fallout from Britain's vote to exit the European Union. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com or always on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.